All right, open your Bibles to Psalm number 135, Psalm 135, page number 562, sa sample Bible, 562. And we're going to look at this Psalm of Redemptive History, Psalm of Redemptive History. And so, Psalm 135. And let's go ahead and read the first four verses. Sabay-sabay natin basahin yung unang apat na verses. Let's read it together. Praise ye the Lord. Together. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the Lord, of the Lord God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name. For it is pleasant, for the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. Let's bow for a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity and the blessing it is to stand in your house and to serve you and to worship you and to praise your holy name. When we stop and think about how good and great you are, we have no excuse as to why we cannot and will not give you praise, glory, and honor. But Lord, when we think of your grace and your mercy upon us, we return our thanksgiving to you in the form of praises, Lord. And so we ask your hand of blessing on us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So, ito yung pinatawag na a Psalm of Redemptive History because God intervenes in the life of Jacob and Israel and delivers the children of Israel over and over and over again. And so David, I believe David wrote this, and David, as a leader, experienced the goodness of God, and now he wants the priests and the Levites, kasi inatasa naman niya yung mga Levites and the priests, the chief musician, everyone involved in the tabernacle worship as he's transitioning them from tabernacle to the temple. He's calling everyone's attention to praise to the praise of God, especially those who work in the tabernacle and in the temple eventually. So it says here, praise ye the Lord. So pansinin niyo yung verse 1. It opens in praise, and then look at the last verse. Praise ye the Lord. Very similar. Hallelujah sa Hebrew. Hallelujah. So pag narinig mo yung word hallelujah, ang ibig sabihin nun, praise Jehovah. Praise the Lord. Yung name Lord, tingnan mo yung Lord sa verse 1. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. So nangangahulugan yung personal name ng Panginoon, Jehovah. Now, bakit hindi translate Jehovah ng mga translators? Bakit Lord? Kasi sa Bagong Tipan, tinawag si Jehovah Lord. So, in-apply nila sa Old Testament, yung New Testament title ni Jehovah. And so they, and to distinguish between Adonai and Jehovah, yung capital L-O-R-D na capitalized lahat, Jehovah yon. So yung capital L, small O-R-D, yon yung Adonai, Master, and also Lord. And so this is the translator's work and choice, and that's perfectly fine. Praise ye the Lord. Pero sa Hebrew, Hallel, which means praise, and Jah, J-A-H, J-A-H, yon shortened form ng pangalang Jehovah. And so, praise ye the Lord, or hallelujah. Okay? So, pag sinabi niyong hallelujah, alam niyo na, Hebrew yon, ha? Hebrew, wikang Hebrew. And so, this is an inclusio. Now, pinag-usapan natin yung inclusio all throughout our studies of the words of the book of Psalms. An inclusio opens and closes with the same words. Kaya, para siyang isang malaking bookend. We open in praise, we close in praise. And so this psalm has everything to do about praising the Lord, praising God, teaching us how to praise the Lord and why we should praise the Lord. Well, it goes on, praise ye the name of the Lord. So ano yung name ng Panginoon? What's the name of the Lord?
Jehovah.
We had just talked about that. Now, yung iba, tatawagin nilang Yahweh, ang Panginoon. Sabi nila, Yahweh. Pero, et yung titulong Yahweh ay, the name Yahweh came about because of a unbelief in the vowel pointings of the Masoretic text. So, ibig sabihin, merong yung iba, yung theory nila, yung Hebrew language, wala raw vowels. Okay? Yung original Hebrew, sabi nila. No, ang totoo, yung original Hebrews, may vowels yon. Hindi lang nila pinalabas sa text nila yon, kasi tinago nila yon sa mga Gentiles. Gusto lang nila yung mga Hebrew. So yung mga kabataan, pag nag-aaral sila ng Hebrew, tinuturuan sila ng vowel pointings. Tapos pag tumanda na sila at na-master na nila yung alphabets nila, pati na yung vowels, hindi nila nilalagay yung vowels sa text. So anyway, kung alam ninyo yung consonant letters ni Jehovah, parehas din yung consonant ng Yahweh. Yung Y pwedeng J, yung J pwedeng Y. That is not the problem with Hebrew. Pwedeng Yehovah, pwedeng Jehovah. It's the same. Pero yung vowels, hindi pwedeng palitan. Kasi pag pinalitan mo yung vowels, papalitan mo rin yung word. And so, maapektuhan yung word. Halimbawa, sinong may pangalan dito? Let's look at RJ. Si Brother RJ. Kung palitan natin yung vowel na R, yung RJ, yung letter A, palitan natin ng O. RJoy. Sasagutin kaya ni Brother RJ pag sinabi kong, RJoy, alika dito. RJoy, come. Susunod, sasagot pa si RJ. Kasi iba yung RJoy. You see, you cannot change vowels. Kaya hindi pwedeng Yahweh ang pangalan niya. It has to be Yehovah or Jehovah according to the Masoretic text na kung saan nanggaling yung King James Bible natin. So, you need to know the name of the Lord. And, anong kahulugan? What does the name Jehovah mean? So, we know the name Jehovah, but what does the name Jehovah mean? Anong ibig sabihin ng Jehovah? What does it mean? Well, nanggaling ito sa Exodus, nung tinanong ni Moses, Lord, anong pangalan ng ibabanggit ko sa kanila para alam nila na ikaw ang sumugo sa akin. Tama ba yun? Okay, ikaw ang sumugo sa akin. Sabi ni Lord, I am. I am. Yan yung ugat root word ng Jehovah. Is I am. So nangangahulugan yung salitang, yung pangalang Jehovah, ang ibig sabihin nun, yung Diyos na walang simula at walang katapusan. The eternally existing God. Ang Diyos na nandun mula pa sa simula at walang katapusan. Kaya mahalaga ang pangalan ng Jehovah. At dapat bigyan natin halaga yung pangalan ng Panginoon. And that's why we don't want to take the name of the Lord God in vain. We don't want to say, OMG! Hindi tama na binabaliwala ng tao ang pangalan ng Panginoon. His name is sacred. His name is holy. May theory talaga na ayaw nilang banggitin yung pangalang Jehovah dahil na nawawalan ng halaga ang pangalan niya. I don't understand that kasi ipinahayag ng Diyos yung kanyang pangalan. So if God revealed His name, we ought to use His name, but we should not use His name in vain. Sa walang kabuluhan. Kaya yun sa mga social media, OMG. Nagugulat sila. OMG, OMG, OMG. That is a violation. At kung alam mo ang Bible, iwasan mo na yung OMG. Okay? So you should know that. Eh, Brother Bill, nakaugalian ko. Oh, well then, undo the habit and replace with a new habit of praising the Lord. And so don't take the name of the Lord God in vain. I understand habit, pero I don't understand na mananatili ka ng mali dahil nakaugalian mo na yung mali. Lahat tayo naugalian natin ang kasalanan. Pero kung natutunan mo ang salita ng Diyos, humingi ka ng gabay tulong sa banal na Espiritu Santo ng Diyos para i-correct yung mali at iwasan ang mali at lalo palitan ng mali ng tama. You see? Hindi pwede yung tanggalin mo lang yung mali pero wala kang dadagdagan. That is negative. Hindi makakatulong sa iyo yun. Halimbawa, binawasan mo sa buhay mo yung bad music. Oh. Anong ilalagay mo doon? Wala. No, kailangan lagay mo ng good music. Eh, hindi ako sanay sa good music. Yung tunog ng bad music, yun ang alam ko, yun ang gusto ko. Eh, okay, kasi yun ang nakasanayan mo. Pero pwede mong matutunan na i-appreciate yung good music kung gugustuhin mo. You can learn to train yourself to like good music so that hindi ka mananatili sa bad music. And that you principle of put off and put on, pwede mo yang i-apply sa lahat. Hindi lang sa music, dress, language, pati finances. Oh, hindi ka marunong humawak ng pera. Dituruan mo yung sarili mo na humawak ng pera. Avoid bad spending habits. Include savings, investment, and so on and so forth. All right, so but praise ye the name of the Lord. So anong ibig sabihin ng pangalang Jehovah? The eternally existing God. Pangalawang ibig sabihin ng Jehovah ay yung covenant-keeping God. The covenant-keeping God. Ito ay patungkol sa faithfulness ng Panginoon. Hindi niya pababayaan yung pangako niya. And so God made covenants. And by the way, lahat ng covenants ng Panginoon itutupad ng Diyos. He made a covenant with Adam. He made a covenant with Noah. He made a covenant with Abraham. He made a covenant with Moses. He made a covenant with David. And so, all the covenants of the Lord, merong mga discontinuity, pero maraming continuity. And all throughout, God expects He will keep His covenant because He is a covenant, faithful, keeping God. He is Jehovah. All right, praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord. So, inaasahan ng Diyos na yung mga naglilingkod sa Panginoon ang magsaserve, sila ang magpupuri sa Panginoon. So, privilege ng servant ng Panginoon ang magpraise sa Panginoon. Sa Old Testament, sino yung servants na inaasahan ni David na magbibigay praise sa Panginoon? Yung mga pare, yung sasardote, the high priest, the priests, and the Levites, no? And so, yung mga tribo ng Levites, sila yung mga nag-a-assist sa tabernacle. Yung mga priests, sila yung mga nag-aalay ng mga sacrifices sa tabernacle. And yung high priest ang tumatayo para sa buong nation ng Israel once a year, pumapasok siya sa Holy of Holies para ialay yung dugo at matakpan yung kasalanan ng bayang Israel. And so, lahat sila na naglilingkod sa tabernacle ay may privilege na magpraise sa Panginoon. And so, sino yung servants of the Lord in our dispensation? Who are the servants of the Lord in our dispensation? Huh? The believers, the Christians, tayo, we are the servants of the Lord. And so, ano ang reminder ng Panginoon para sa atin? To praise Him. Praise Him. So, ano ibig sabihin ng praise? Kung yan ang responsibility natin bilang servant ng Panginoon at inaasahan na tayo magbigay ng praise sa Panginoon, anong ibig sabihin ng praise? At paano natin binibigyan ng praise ng Panginoon? What is praise? What is praise? We're responsible to praise Him. So what is praise? So, sa salitang praise, makikita mo doon yung assessment. Assessment. Okay? So, pag sinabi natin, pag-isipan natin ang mga kagandahan ng bayani natin na si Jose Rizal. Okay? So, ano yung mga magagandang masasabi natin kay Jose Rizal? He was a medical doctor. Ginamot niya yung mata ng kanyang nanay. He was a poet. Napakadalubhasa niya sa mga letters na kinulong siya. Pero habang nasa kulungan, nagsulat siya ng mga nobela na angkop sa society niya patungkol sa pagsakop ng mga Spaniards, etc. So when we take time to think of him, we begin to make assessment and we begin to think about his contribution and the value. So when we praise the Lord, we have to take time and think about who is the Lord and how great he is. And the more you spend time assessing and reflecting on the greatness of the Lord, the more you will begin to praise Him, not because of what He does for us, but because of who He is on His own. And yan ang laman ng psalm na ito. Over and over again, we see God is the God of Jacob. So tingnan mo, for example, ang verse number 4. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto Himself, and Israel for His peculiar treasure. And so the purchased treasure is Israel. God is the God of Jacob. Pinili ng Diyos ang Israel. Pwede namang piliin ng Diyos yung ibang mga bansa. At kung tutuusin, wala namang special sa Israel na pinili niya yung Israel. In fact, napakaliit ng Israel. Do you know how small Israel really is in the map? Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse number 6. Tingnan mo ang sabi ng Bible. Deuteronomy 7, verse number 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. So God didn't choose them because they were so great and they were so powerful and they were so numerous. No, in fact, the opposite is true. There are very few of them compared to other nations of the world. But God chose them because He loved them. You see? Verse 8, but because the Lord loved you, and because ye would keep the oath which He had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of the bondman, out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And so God chose them because God loved them. And God could have chosen any nation, you see. And it really, I don't mean this bad. The fact that He chose Israel doesn't make Israel special. And the fact that He chose Israel means that He has to pick a country. He could have picked any other country. It would have been fine. But He happened to pick Israel. And so now Israel has the privilege of bearing the name of Jehovah to the nations around them. And so, God saved us. God saved us. God saved me. Okay, I don't know if He saved you. But God saved me. What's so special about me? Nothing. You see? I'm a sinner. But God saved me. Yeah? And now I have the privilege of sharing Jesus Christ with those that are around me so that I could give the gospel to every creature. and help them know about the Lord and discover the Lord and receive the Lord and get saved. But what's special about me? What's special about you? See, sa mundo, sa mata ng mundo, we are the main thing. Tayo ang pinaka-importante sa mundong ito. Yan ang mata ng unsaved. Pero sa mata ng Diyos, we are sinners. We are a big zero. In fact, God is working His will and way in spite of us, despite of us. Okay, so wag lumaki yung ulo natin. Alalahanin natin, we are sinners. Ang special sa atin ay ang Panginoong Jesucristo, hindi yung sarili natin. We're not special in and of our own selves. So, and Jesus is the only thing good in me. Jesus, and if you're saved, Jesus is the only thing good in you. You see. All right? Verse number, but we have a privilege of praising Him. Verse 2, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. So yung mga tumatayo, that's not a problem. Goodbye. yung live stream, ano lang yan? What do you call crutches in Tagalog?
Saklay
lang yan. Pabayaan nyo. Dapat talaga nag-church yung mga yan. Kung kaya nila na mag-church. Ha? Kung kaya nyo mag-church, punta kayo dito. Saklay lang yan. Okay? Paminsan, yung hindi pilay, gagamit ng saklay, sira na ang ulo nun. Okay? So, you're crazy if you think yan ang substitute mo. Nandiyan ka, hindi ka naman nakikinig, alam mo naman yan. Hindi naman nanunood yan. Manunod yan mamaya. Whatever. It is good. I'd rather be in the house of the Lord. Thank God I'm in the house of God. Kasi pwede ako nasa ospital. Pwede ako nasa ambulansya. Pwede rin ako sa presinto. Pwede rin ako sa mental hospital. But I'm thankful that I am here. Amen?
Amen.
So you should be as well. All right, let's. Are we good? Very good. All right. Verse number 2. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. So, yung inaasahan ng Diyos, yung mga tumatayo sa tahanan ng Diyos. Sino yon? Levites. Yan yung mga tumutulong sa tabernacle, sa pagtiklop at sa pag-arrange at paghakot at pag-march. Tapos yung mga priests sa pag-aalay, they are responsible to praise the Lord and God expects that. So, praise the Lord for the Lord is good. There are reasons why we should be praising Him. We ought to praise Him for He is good. Sing praises unto His name for it is pleasant. And so, do you believe that God is good?
Amen.
All right, so if you believe that God is good, di lahat na mangyayari sa atin, it will end up for our good. Kasi yung Diyos natin is good. So wala siyang pinapayagan na dumaan sa atin na hindi para sa ating ikabubuti. He intends to, and God has the power to bring, to make all things for us to turn towards good because He is good. And so, sing praises unto His name for it is pleasant. So sa pag-aawit natin, sino yung pinupuri natin sa pag-aawit natin? The Lord? Yung mundo, sino yung pinupuri nila sa pag-aawit nila? So, you see the difference. The audience of godly music is God. The audience of ungodly music is man or self. For, verse number 4, for the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. All right, so verse 5, for I know that the Lord is great. So God is good And God is great. In fact, God is God over all the gods. So, tingnan mo ang sabi dito, and that our Lord, yan yung Adonai, capital L, small o, R-D. That's not Jehovah, that is Adonai. Is above all gods. So, lahat, sa lahat ng mga Diyos-Diyosan, ang Diyos ay ang tunay na buhay na Diyos. And so, ito yung alternative natin. Either susunod tayo sa isang tunay na buhay na Diyos, o susunod-sunod tayo sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. You see? So, who do you want to obey? Who do you want to follow? You want to follow the one true living God? Or do you want to follow the gods of this world? Yung mga inimbento, yung mga gawa-gawa ng kamay ng tao, iniukit, o yung mga bagay-bagay na gawa ng tao. So, let me tell you something. Makinig. Kung hindi mo kayang mabuhay, pag nawala yung bagay sa buhay mo, ibig sabihin, ginawa mo yung Diyos sa buhay mo. If you cannot live and go on for the Lord without this thing or without this person, you have made that thing or that person your God. You understand that? So we are not like the pagans back in David's day, bowing down to an idol of stone or gold or whatever. But we sure put a lot of idols in our hearts. We idolize toys. Think of the time that you devote towards toys and things and stuff. Think of the time that you devote to yourself. Compare mo yung time mo sa sarili mo at yung time mo sa Panginoon. Anong mas lamang? Yes. So, ibig sabihin, pwedeng maging idol sa buhay mo yung sarili mo. You can make that an idol. Kaya pag halimbawa, nasira yung sarili mo o may nangyari sa sarili mo, hindi ka na mabubuhay o ginawa mong Diyos-Diyosan yung buhay mo. Ginawa mong Diyos-Diyosan yung tao. O, pag nawala ka sa buhay ko, hindi ko na kaya. I can't live. Sabi, di ba sabi ng ano yun? I can't live without you. Who are you? No, I can't live without you. Kasi ginawa mo siyang Diyos-Diyosan. Oh, kung ang ilagay mo yung mata mo sa Panginoon, ay meron bang without you sa Panginoon? Wala. Palagi siyang nandyan. Ikaw ang paminsan nawawala. And so, tingnan mo. Listen. Listen to what the scriptures are teaching you. Don't make gods out of things and people. Otherwise, you will destroy yourself. You will destroy yourself. Kapag inuna mo ang bagay o ang tao kesa sa Diyos, mawawasak ka pag nawala yung bagay o yung tao. Whatsoever, verse 6, the Lord pleased, that He did, that did He in heaven and in earth and in the seas and all the deep places. So God is a God of wonders and creation. He is the God of the whole world. So, hindi lang siya God of Jacob. Hindi lang siya God of gods. He is also God of the whole world, the whole creation. He did everything in heaven and earth and the seas and all the deep places. Take time to meditate about who God is and how He created the heaven and the earth and the seas and the deep places. Alam mo, pati yung ocean. You know, we're talking about Von Jasel, praying about him. Alam mo, mayroong mga bahagi ng ocean na hindi pa natin na-discover. Nandun tayo sa mga galaxy. Nandun tayo sa mga sulok-sulok ng mga galaxies. Nagpapadala ng mga satellites, ng mga rovers, etc. sa mga different planets. Ang daming hindi pa natin tuklasan. Pero lahat yan gawa ng Diyos. That's amazing, you see. Verse number 7. He causeth the vapors to ascend in the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. We know about the lightnings, don't we? And the rains. He bringeth out the winds out of his treasuries. Parang bangko, may bangko ang Diyos. Nandun yung mga hangin, yung mga kidlat. Eh, dinedeposit niya yun doon, tapos pag time, wini-withdraw niya. Yan, linalagay niya sa tuktukan para ma-bless tayo. And so, this is who God is, the God of the whole world. Verse number 7, ito naman yung gawa ng Diyos sa kasaysayan ng Israel. He is not just the God of Jacob, the God of gods, the God of the whole world. Now, He's the God of history. He enters into history. Bino mo, nag-create siya ng mundo, tapos nag-intervene siya. Pinasok niya yung sarili niya sa mundo na create niya. Verse 8, who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast. So yung pinaka last plague ng 10 plagues, yan yung pinaka matinding plague. Yan ang hinighlight ni David dito. But God smote Egypt, verse 9, who sent tokens and wonders in the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, who smote the great nation. So he didn't just smite Egypt, he smote Canaan. Itong nations na ito, yan yung mga slew mighty kings. You know, Joshua, when he conquered Canaan, you know he killed 31 kings? Mababasa mo yung pangalan nila sa Joshua chapter 12. Wala tayong time para basahin yung mga pangalan nila. But if you want to know Og and Sihon, yung verse 11, Sihon, king of Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, that's on the western side of Jordan. And all of them were destroyed by Joshua. All of them were taken over. Canaan was taken over. And then they split the lands. They allotted the lands to the 11 tribes. Walang sinabi yung mga kaharian ng mga Canaanites nung lumaban ang Panginoon para sa Israel. Napakalit ng Israel, pero nakuha nila yung buong lupain ng Canaan. Why? Is it because of them? No, it's because of the Lord who was fighting for them. And verse 12, and gave their land for inheritance unto Israel, his people. And so God is also gracious towards Israel and giving them the victory. Verse 13, thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people and he will repent himself concerning his servants. So, ang tunay na tulong at tunay na pag-asa ay nasa Panginoon ng Israel. You see that? And God has a plan for them. And He will work His plan regardless of who participates. And so we need to participate because in the end, we know when Jesus comes back to establish His kingdom, living for Him is worth it. It's about the only thing that'll matter in the millennial kingdom. Yung rewards natin, by the way, Christians, yung mga gantimpala natin sa kamay ng Panginoon ay base sa magagandang gawa natin. So yes, salvation is not a matter of good works, but eternal rewards is a matter of good works. The measure of our reward is the measure of our good works and our service for the Lord in His assembly. Verse 15. Eto, dito mo makikita yung pinakamasaklat na kasalanan ng Israel. The very saddest sin that Israel ever did. Verse 15. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the works of man's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths, that they make them. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. So naalala ninyo, noong umalis si Moses para kausapin si Lord, iniwan niya si Aaron. Anong ni-request ng mga Israelites kay Aaron? Gawan mo kami ng mga Diyos-Diyosan, katulad ng napag-aralan namin sa Egypt. Ano naman ang ginawa ni Aaron? Ginawa naman niya yon. Aaron complied. You know, Aaron, you wonder about Aaron, you know. He's just unstable. Kung sinong namumuno, yun ang gagawin niya. Kung wala na yung leader, sinong namumuno, yun ang gagawin niya. So, and you'll see this when we get to the book of Numbers, how he sided with Miriam against Moses. And it's like, you know, Aaron, what is wrong with you? You know? Well, what is wrong with Christians who are in between? Okay? Kayo ba maglilingkod kayo sa Panginoon regardless kung anong mangyari? Have you decided that? I am going to serve God no matter what. And I'm going to serve God the way He wants me to serve God. The greatest sin, one of the greatest sins of Israel is idolatry. Idolatry. And again, wag ninyong gawing idol ang tao o mga bagay o mga pangyayari. Wag ninyong gawing idol yung mga ito. Lahat ng mga idols ay helpless and hopeless. Kahit na mag-pray ka na mag-pray sa mga idols na yan, hindi ka pakikinggan dahil wala naman silang buhay. Kaya huwag tayo mag-pray sa mga idols, mag-pray tayo sa tunay at buhay na Diyos na nakakarinig. So, then we see that God is the God of Jacob, God is the God of gods, God is the God of the whole world, God is the God of Israel, and He fights their enemies. And now we see that God is the only true living God. Hindi siya katulad ng mga patay na Diyos-Diyosan. Hindi siya bingi, hindi siya bulag. And so God could see and God could hear. And tingnan mo ang verse 18. They that make them, those idols, are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. So, kung nagtatrust ka sa mga patay na idol, ibig sabihin, patay ka. Kasing bulag ka, kasing bingi ka ng mga idols na yon. Hindi mo naririnig yung pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos. Hindi mo nakikita yung katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos. Kaya patuloy yung ginagawa mong idolatry. You see? Now, kung tanggapin mo yung salita ng Diyos, magbabago yung buhay mo. Hindi ka na magpipray sa mga idols. You won't serve dead idols if you know the Lord true God. Nung nasave ako, nung lumaki ako Catholic. Tinuruan ako na mag-pray ng rosaryo. Tinuruan ako na mag-pray ng prayers of penance. Lahat ng mga rituals and ceremonies, ginawa ko yun. Pero nung natuklasan ko yung salita ng Diyos at may nagturo sa akin kung paano tanggapin si Jesus Christ, hindi na ako bumalik sa pagpe-pray sa mga dead idols. So, verse 19, bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Iko-conclude na ni David itong psalm na ito, and he concludes with blessing, 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 blessing. Look at verse 19. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron, that's the high priest. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi, and yung mga workers sa tabernacle. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, the nation, the city of Jerusalem, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. So Psalm 135 is a call for worship and praise. At yung sagot ng call na ito ay Psalm 136 next week. We will look at the response to the invitation of blessing the Lord. And Psalm 135, 136, magkatugma yan. Yung Psalm 135, a call to bless the Lord. Yung Psalm 136, yung response ng praise sa Panginoon. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for the Psalm of redemptive history. We thank you, Lord, that we see your hand upon Israel, delivering them out of Egypt, delivering them out of Canaan, delivering them, Lord, all working wonders in Israel and your plan for Israel even today. And so, Lord, we ask that you would bless your word to our hearts. Help us to meditate on how your greatness, your goodness, and help us to worship you and praise you and get rid of idols in our hearts and prioritize you. We ask your hand of blessing on us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.